Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for eloquence about a diabolically difficult situation in which the United States of America finds itself at the end of our longest war. Great day for eloquence comes from both sides of the pond. There is a British speech that is just remarkable that I want to share with you. It's from the chair since 2017 of the Foreign Affairs Committee in Parliament, who's also a lieutenant colonel, highly decorated, who fought in Her Majesty's forces in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And people, of course, forget that America was not alone in those campaigns. There were substantial British investments of men and manpower and resources and materiel as well. And that is recognized by Tom Tugendhat, who is the Member of Parliament that we're going to go to. There's also another warrior, and a highly decorated warrior, part of the Navy SEAL Team 3, Dan Crenshaw, the congressman from Texas, who just authored a fantastic piece about all those people who say, well, we have to end the endless wars. No more endless wars. What's wrong with that sentiment? Dan Crenshaw knows, and we will get to that. We will also get to the latest battles, now battles about booster shots, about not just getting two shots from Pfizer or from Moderna, but getting a third shot. I have some personal experience with that, which I will share with you. And we're also going to be speaking to Chris Christie, who maybe not be thinking about running for president the next time. He is thinking a lot about the shortcomings of the Biden administration, and by the way, so are most Americans. What's striking about this is the polls haven't caught up yet. I think when the polls do catch up, it will show not just the steady erosion of Biden's approval rating, but the collapse of Biden's approval rating, because this entire matter in Afghanistan has been so poorly handled, so shamefully handled. It is extraordinary. We will get Chris Christie's perspective on that and more coming up on a busy day on the Medved Show. Let's go right now to a live update from the Secretary of Defense, the Honorable General Lloyd Austin. He is giving a briefing right now from the Pentagon. Listen.
You understand. Let me say to their families and loved ones, our hearts are with you. And the U.S. military stands as one to honor those we've lost. Now, Afghan war veterans aren't some monolith. I'm hearing strong views from all sides on this issue, and that's probably the way that it should be. What's important is that each of us will work our way through this in our own way. We need to respect that, and we need to give one another the time and space to help do it. Our greatest asset as a nation is the extraordinary men and women who volunteer to keep us all safe and their families. We honor your service, we understand your sacrifice, and we will never forget it. And so with that, I'm going to turn it over to General Milley, who can talk about where we stand operationally.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Mr. Secretary. What I'd like to do is give you an overall situation update as of today and what our next steps are. Currently, the United States military is focused on the specific mission of conducting a non-combatant evacuation operation from Afghanistan. This is likely to be probably the second largest NEO conducted by the United States. Our key tasks are to establish and maintain security at the Kabul International Airport, defend the airport from attack, evacuate all American citizens from Afghanistan who desire to leave this country, evacuate any third country national or allies and partners as designated by the Secretary of State, evacuate personnel with State Department designated special immigrant visas, and evacuate any other evacuees that the State Department designates. The President of the United States made a decision to withdraw U.S. forces from Afghanistan on April 14th. Since that date, we conducted a deliberate and responsible drawdown of U.S. forces to less than 1,000 with the specific task of securing the U.S. Embassy and our diplomatic presence in Afghanistan. Since then, the security situation rapidly degraded. Today, the situation is still very dangerous, very dynamic, and very fluid. And all of us can be proud of the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who are executing this mission. They are currently in harm's way. That needs to be our focus. There'll be plenty of time to do AARs, but right now, our mission is to secure that airfield, defend that airfield, and evacuate all those who have been faithful to us. There'll be many postmortems on this topic, but right now is not that time. Right now, there are troops at risk, and we are the United States military, and we fully intend to successfully evacuate all American citizens who want to get out of Afghanistan. All American citizens who want to get out of Afghanistan. They are our priority number one. In addition, we intend to evacuate those who have been supporting us for years, and we're not going to leave them behind. And we will get out as many as possible. Our troops in Kabul are taking high risk to accomplish that mission. Every minute, these troops are on the ground, making difficult decisions with incredible skill, incredible bravery, and incredible valor. Currently, the security situation at the airport is stable. However, there are threats, and we're closely monitoring those. At any moment, they could happen. We can identify them. If we identify them, we will take immediate military action without hesitation in accordance with our rules of engagement. And the Taliban and every other organization in that country knows it. The Taliban are in and around Kabul right now, but they are not interfering with our operations. Through the State Department, the Taliban are facilitating the safe passage to the airport for American citizens, that is, U.S. passport holders. We also have a risk, as you saw the other day, of unarmed innocent civilians massing on the airfield where they became a safety hazard to our airplanes, our air crews, and also to themselves. And we currently have that situation under control inside the airfield. There's many other risks out there, and the troops are dealing with those every single day in this volatile environment, which can and likely will change rapidly. Let me make one comment on the intelligence, because I'm seeing all over the news that there are warnings of a rapid collapse. I have previously said from this podium and in sworn testimony before Congress that the intelligence clearly indicated multiple scenarios were possible. One of those was an outright Taliban takeover following a rapid collapse of the Afghan security forces and the government. Another was a civil war, and a third was a negotiated settlement. However, the time frame of a rapid collapse, that was widely estimated and ranged from weeks to months and even years following our departure. There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
That's General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. How difficult it must be for him to be in this position right now, according to multiple reports. I mean, reports everywhere. Mark Milley was very strong in being one of those advisors, and apparently the Secretary of State was, too, who told President Biden, don't do it. There is a chance of collapse. And the fact that Biden can continued on this abrupt course and very ill-advised course is a mystery. I think I know why, but we will get to that and to much more coming up on the MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved Show, the Pentagon briefing that was just being offered with General Alston, who is the Secretary of Defense, and General Milley, who is the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. They're taking some questions right now. Let's take a quick listen.
For example, sending forces out beyond the airport to collect people and bring them, escort them into to the airport. If I may ask General Milley, with the rapid collapse of the Afghan forces, there's large amounts of weaponry that are kind of out there now that were either surrendered or abandoned by the Afghan forces or otherwise captured by the Taliban. Are there ways you can, are you considering ways that you might destroy some of that equipment to avoid it falling into the Taliban's hands?
Thanks, Bob. In terms of whether or not we intend to send forces outside of the airfield to collect up American citizens or Afghans who are special immigrant visa applicants, the forces that we have are focused on security of the airfield, and you know how important that is, and you know what happens if we lose the ability to provide that security. And so I don't want to detract from that, and we have to make sure that we can not only secure the airfield, but as the chairman said, defend it as well, because there are a number of threats still in the environment. I certainly don't want to do anything to make the airfield less safe, and we won't do that. But we will continue to coordinate and de-conflict with the Taliban and make sure that those people that need to get to the airfield have the right credentials to ensure passage. And the Taliban has been checking those credentials, and if they have them, they have allowed them to pass. So.
And on the equipment, Bob, we obviously have capabilities, but I'd prefer not to discuss any operations other than what we're doing right now in order to get our evacuation out and get that complete. And then there'll be another time when we can discuss future operations.
Bob, I would like to press both of you on the same points. General Milley, you say in your statement that one of your tasks is to evacuate all American citizens from Afghanistan who desire to leave. There are Americans clearly all over Kabul. There may be Americans in other parts of the country. How can the U.S., the Pentagon, live up to that task of evacuating all Americans? Because we continue to see the violence just outside the airport, and how would you get them and let them around the country unless you go get them?
Well, two things, Robert. One is State Department, as you know, as I've said, is working with the Taliban to facilitate safe passage of American citizens, U.S. passport holders, to the airport. And that's the primary means, and under the current conditions, that's the primary effort. We have capability to do other things if necessary.
Well, can I ask you what that means? Because you also said there were international special forces there that have a capability to extract, and those were words suggest very clearly in the military realm you would go get people.
Well, that would be a policy decision, and if directed, we have capabilities that can execute whatever we're directed.
Okay, let us go back to the general question here, and I do want to ask anyone. I mean, I mentioned before the public opinion polls, and I do think that unlike prior presidents, like President Bush and President Trump, Joe Biden has never claimed that he is not influenced by public opinion polls. He is. He's been a politician basically all his life, and he pays attention to the polling. He knows it's sometimes fallible. He knows it's sometimes misleading, but it gives you some indication of what the people feel. And again, right up until the actual withdrawal and the collapse of the Afghan government, a very clear majority of Americans favored what Biden has done. I don't think they favor it now. And I think because you have a rare real-time, maybe even once-in-a-lifetime lesson about the idea that policy decisions by a president of the United States, especially when he goes over the wishes and the advice of his chief military and diplomatic advisors, all of whom apparently worried about precisely this outcome that we're seeing now, which is tragic, it's disgraceful, and it I do believe is going to be recorded as one of the great, truly most notable presidential mistakes and failures, and self-destructive actions politically in every other way in presidential history, period. The National Journal is reporting, after months of stable numbers, President Biden's average approval rating has dropped to under 50% this week, according to 538 and to Real Clear Politics trackers. They go over all the polls, every poll you can find. And these polls are somewhat old. They show that he's now under 50% for the first time. And what's remarkable is how close these two averages are. 538, as of Wednesday, shows approval rating for Biden at 49.8%. And Real Clear Politics shows 49.4%. You may say, well, that's not too bad. Except it's gone down, 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 down. And again, when this registers with the American people, when they hear more of press conferences like we just heard from some of the truly capable and impressive military personnel that have defended this country for years, General Lloyd Austin is an impressive guy, Secretary of Defense. Mark Milley, the Chief of Staff, who is not particularly identified with any political point of view, certainly was not did not always have the easiest relationship with Donald Trump, but he is very clear here about his point of view. On Monday, the latest Politico Morning Consult poll found support for withdrawal had dropped sharply compared to April's results, but a plurality nevertheless sided with Biden's position. 49% backed the U.S. exit from Afghanistan, while 39% did not. This is very relevant to Joe Biden, because he may be saying, well, look, despite the fact that everyone in the press, there are no voices out there, there are no prominent voices in the press or in politics, not the most loyal Democrats, not squad members, not anybody who is speaking admiringly of President Biden's handling of this situation. But when it comes to people with pointed criticism, there is an unforgettable speech that was delivered on the floor of Parliament. And I do want to get to that because it puts the entire matter in true context. We will get to this remarkable address, and it was, by the Right Honorable Tom Tugendt, the Chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee of the British Parliament, coming up.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is working to get American citizens and Afghan translators who assisted the United States out of Afghanistan as the Taliban establishes control. Florida Republican Congressman Kat Kamick tells Fox Business she doesn't have an issue with the decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, only the execution of the plan.
We had multiple administrations, Republican and Democrat, that agreed that we needed to get out of Afghanistan. What has gone wrong is the how we got out. This has been a debacle, an utter and total failure of leadership at the highest levels.
The Sackler family, who owns Purdue Pharma, is asking to be immune from any ongoing and future company-related civil claims. David Sackler warning if this doesn't happen, his family would pull out of the massive opioid epidemic settlement. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Will be making the booster shot announcement as part of his Operation Change the Subject. Changes.
It is a good line. And again, these are not people who are conservatives or dedicated Biden bashers or anything of the kind. It's just paying attention to the reality. And the whole idea of the booster shot as not Operation Warp Speed, which was a great success, but Operation Change the Subject, which isn't much of a success yet. We will get to that issue coming up on the MedVed Show. Okay, a member of parliament, and he's been a member of parliament since 2015. He has an unbelievably distinguished service record in the British Army, and he's a lieutenant colonel and highly decorated, and now the Conservative Party politician who is serving as chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee since 2017. Tom Tugendhat is a politician with a great future in Britain, and he's the kind of British spokesperson where when you hear his clarity and force and eloquence, you kind of wish he could play a more prominent role over here. He was speaking emotionally, profoundly, about what has just happened in Afghanistan and what he considers to be, I think rightly, the betrayal by President Biden, of all of the people who have devoted their lives, their health, their careers to serving in what was a necessary and righteous cause, which was making sure that September 11th didn't repeat itself and didn't repeat itself from Afghan bases. Here is Tom Tugendhat in London speaking about what veterans are feeling this week. Listen.
Veterans, this last week has been one that has seen me struggle through anger and grief and rage. The feeling of abandonment of not just a country, but the sacrifice that my friends made. I've been to funerals from Poole to Dunblane. I've watched good men go into the earth, taking with them a part of me and a part of all of us. And this week has torn open some of those wounds, left them raw, left us all hurting. Little help.
And then he went on speaking about Biden and his role as commander-in-chief, questioning the army and what they achieved. Listen.
This isn't just about us. The mission in Afghanistan wasn't a British mission, it was a NATO mission. It was a recognition that changed us all. The phone calls that I am still receiving, the text messages that I've been answering as I've been waiting, putting people in touch with our people in Afghanistan, reminds us that we are connected. We are connected still today. And Afghanistan is not a far country about which we know little. It is part of the main. That connection links us also to our European partners, to our European neighbours, and to our international friends. And so it is with great sadness that I now criticise one of them. Because I was never prouder than when I was decorated by the 82nd Airborne after the capture of Mustakala. It was a huge privilege. A huge privilege to be recognised by such an extraordinary unit in combat. To see their commander-in-chief call into question the courage of men I fought with. To claim that they ran. It's shameful. Those who have never fought for the colours they fly should be careful about criticising those who have.
And then goes on to make a profoundly true and insightful statement. Listen.
Because what we've done in these last few days is we've demonstrated that it's not armies that win wars. Armies can get tactical victories and operational victories that can hold a line. They can just about make room for peace, make room for people like us to talk, to compromise, to listen. It's nations that make war. Nations endure. Nations mobilize and muster. Nations determine and have patience. And here we've demonstrated, sadly, that we, the West, the United Kingdom, does not. Now, this is a harsh lesson for all of us. And if we're not careful, it could be a very, very difficult lesson for our allies.
And then this. Listen.
So let's stop talking about forever wars. Let's recognize that forever peace is bought, not cheaply, but hard. Through determination and the will to endure. And that the tragedy of Afghanistan is that we're swapping that patient achievement for a second fire and a second war. Now, now we need to turn our attention to those who are in desperate need. Supporting the UNHCR, the World Food Programme, and so many other organisations who can do so much for people in the region. Yes, supporting refugees, of course I support refugees, so I'm not going to get into the political auction of numbers. We just need to get people out.
And his conclusion about the image of war. Listen.
The second image is one, the second one that the forever war that has just reignited could lead to. It is the image of a man whose name I never knew, carrying a child who had died hours earlier, carrying this child into our firebase and begging for help. Now, there was nothing we could do. It was over. Because, Mr. Speaker, this is what defeat looks like. It's when you no longer have the choice as to how to help. This doesn't need to be defeat. But at the moment, damn well feels like it.
The Right Honourable Member of Parliament, Tom Tugendhat, who I think expressed what I am sure many American veterans of this war feel with similar and perhaps even greater intensity, because America, together with our allies and the United Kingdom, bore the bulk of the burden of this war. It was actually Afghan people who bore the bulk of this burden, who lost the most, and ended up sacrificing the most, only to have a defeat mandated by Washington. And for what? For what? What is the advantage here? We hadn't lost any American troops in 18 months. And basically, we had a stable situation. There's a terrific piece by Mike Pence about how the Trump administration had stabilized the situation. This is incredibly sad, profoundly sad. And we will get to more people, not necessarily people on the right at all, but people who should be allies of Joe Biden, just broken up over what has happened and is happening. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about some of the words that are most haunting are words from warriors and people who actually sacrificed part of themselves, risked their lives for the cause of working against Islamic terrorism and the threat that represented to our country 20 years ago. And one of the most bizarre things of everything that surrounds this entire disastrous, catastrophic decision by President Biden, one of those things is the notion that he wanted to celebrate as a political and national victory the withdrawal of American forces, all American forces, every single last one of our troops. Most of those troops had been reduced and withdrawn. We had 2,400 troops left in Afghanistan. We have more than that now who are involved with trying to get people out safely. But the idea that it would be somehow appropriate, it would be somehow meaningful to draw people out to celebrate on the 20th anniversary of September 11th, it's an outrageous notion. It's an outrageous notion. And some of that actually is made clear by someone else, and again, not someone on the right. I point this out because this is not a partisan issue. It shouldn't be a partisan issue at all. And the idea that Biden misread the polls to think that somehow this was going to help him politically, oh, wonderful, he's the one who got us out of the war in Afghanistan. And what the American people crave is not just getting out of wars, it's getting out of wars successfully. It's winning wars. And the idea that even comparing this to Vietnam, where what happened in Vietnam, there was an entire Nobel Peace Prize winning negotiation that went on in Paris, and there was an agreement. Here, there is nothing. No concessions by the Taliban. Mike Pence made reference today in his commentary as to the concessions that the Trump administration had won, and there were some to delay in any attacks on trying to harm Americans or to undo the government that was functioning in Kabul. And there was a stabilized situation, but there were no new pledges by the Taliban to recognize or to compensate for. President Biden saying, yes, we're going to rush and we're going to get everybody out so you can have a great big celebration of your brilliant victory on September 11th. I mean, how insane is this? Richard Engel from NBC, he is the chief foreign correspondent for NBC News. He had this to say about our 20-year war. It's gut-punching, but it's entirely appropriate. This is clip one.
And the U.S. didn't see this coming? We reported on the tremendous security vacuum created when the U.S. left Bagram Air Base 2 months ago, leaving it so undefended and empty, I was able to bike down the runway. The warning signs were there. And this weekend, Kabul was taken without resistance. Still in the country are tens of thousands of Afghan interpreters marked for death by the Taliban, who were taking their meals in the presidential palace, settling in, celebrating their victory. As we drove through Kabul, it's clear the Taliban's hardline Islamist rule is creeping back. A 20-year war, the longest in U.S. history, ended in disgrace. The U.S. leaving behind a country its citizens are too terrified to live in. The administration maintaining it was taken by surprise.
Unbelievable. And then on NBC, also on NBC, David Petraeus, former commander, talks about the outcome in Afghanistan. This is clip three.
Certainly the outcome, I think, is catastrophic. It's also heartbreaking. It's tragic. And I do think there were alternative approaches, options that we, in fact, should have considered. But we are where we are now. And I think what's most important at this moment in time is to realize that there are many that we have so far left behind. And we must do everything we can with all the resources available to us to ensure that we meet the moral obligation to them. By the way, Afghan soldiers fought and died in huge numbers over the course of the past two decades. So the idea that they wouldn't fight for their country is something that I think is just not accurate.
And good for General Petraeus in making that comment. The desperate attempt by Joe Biden in what was a miserable speech and a disgraceful speech, the attempt was to find somebody else to blame rather than recognizing his own miscalculation and how much it hurt our country. Dan Crenshaw is a member of Congress from Texas, of course. He represents Texas' 2nd Congressional District. He was deployed to Afghanistan in 2012 as a member of the U.S. Navy's SEAL Team 3. And he writes the following. Almost everyone agrees that what's happening in Afghanistan is an unmitigated disaster. There is no way to whitewash it, and few are trying. The scenes from Kabul speak for themselves, casting shame and embarrassment on the world's greatest superpower. There is plenty of blame to go around, including to the, quote, neocons, the generals, and the Afghans themselves. But what got us here was the widespread belief that American foreign policy should be dictated by a simple slogan, no more endless wars. The current spokesman for that belief is President Biden. The agreement for bringing the troops home is an emotional one, arising from exhaustion with overseas conflict.
Most people do not understand the situation in Afghanistan, and that causes distrust and anger. Few deny we needed to take action after 9/11, but few understand that our strategy would be what our strategy would be once we got there. Leaders fail to explain that simply leaving would allow the Taliban to reemerge and again provide safe havens for terrorists. Americans felt stuck and became exhausted over the years with the vast sums of military, of money spent and lives lost, seemingly in a futile attempt to build democracy. With this growing impatience, the case for cutting our losses grew stronger, but it fails to acknowledge trade-offs and the simple questions. If we evacuate Afghanistan, what will happen? The no more endless wars crowd always returned to answer, they prefer to live in a dream world rather than face the reality that our army's enemies are ideologically opposed to Western civilization and will gladly stage another 9/11 if they have the opportunity and the means. They are at war with us, whether or not we are at war with them. Leaving Afghanistan would inevitably create a terrorist safe haven. Does anyone doubt that he is right, Dan Crenshaw? When Quinnipiac asked in a May survey, should we leave Afghanistan, 62% of respondents said yes. But what if the question was framed more completely? Should we leave Afghanistan when, if it means that increased threat of terrorism to the homeland, which it does? The No More Endless Wars position has another blind spot. Its advocates are unable to distinguish between wasteful nation building and a small residual force that conducts occasional counter-terror operations. As a result, when many Americans hear that there is a single soldier on the ground in Afghanistan, they interpret it as meaning nation building and world police. That is wrong. And what Dan Crenshaw, what Congressman Crenshaw points out is impeccably right. We will be speaking coming up with historian Paul Kengor, with Governor Chris Christie, and others about what all this means for American strategy, world affairs, and for politics in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.